Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world full of noise, distraction, and quick fixes, I want this show to be a place to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Today, we're talking about a practice I call the Gratitude Relay. Three small acts you can do in minutes that help rebuild self-worth and open the door to kinder, truer connection with others. Over the next 25 minutes, I'll walk you through the idea, a personal story, why it matters, and, most importantly, how to try it right now. So let's begin the journey together. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.
Here's the big question I want you to hold with me. Can three small acts of gratitude, done in a row, actually change the way we love ourselves and the way we show up for others? It's a simple question, but it cuts to the heart of something many of us carry, the feeling that we need to be more, do more, or appear more than we are before we deserve acceptance. What if the first step is smaller than that? What if love begins with a tiny relay you can pass to yourself and then to someone else?
I want to share a short, honest story. A few years ago, I walked into a family gathering feeling invisible. I had spent the whole week scrolling through other people's highlight reels, comparing my behind the scenes to everyone else's best moments. At the table, I laughed when asked how I was, but inside, I felt small and unseen. Later, in the kitchen, an old friend handed me a cup of tea and said, "Hey, I noticed how you handled that moment with calm. That steadiness helps people." That one sentence landed like a warm hand on my shoulder. It didn't fix everything, but it shifted my view of myself for the rest of the night. That tiny, grateful gesture toward me was a relay someone sent that I could receive.
There are two parts to why that small moment mattered. First, it interrupted a negative loop inside me, the inner critic that compares and diminishes. Second, it reminded me that other people can see the good in us even when we cannot. In both ways, the moment points to a deeper idea. Loving our neighbor and loving ourselves are not separate things. They're two sides of the same movement. When we accept small kindnesses from others, and when we learn to offer ourselves simple kindness, we become more available to give genuine care back out into the world.
Psychology supports this too. Small acts of self-affirmation and compassionate self-talk reduce stress and improve social connection. Culturally, we live in a time of curated lives and constant comparison, which makes the inner critic louder and the path to connection narrower. The gratitude relay is a countermeasure, a short practice that reshapes attention. Instead of looking outward to measure worth, we shift inward with gratitude, then outward again with a grateful gesture. That shift is small enough to do daily, and over time, it rewires how we see ourselves and how we relate to others.
Okay, here's the relay itself in three clear steps. Step one, name one's self-gratitude. Say aloud one thing you appreciate about yourself right now. Not a lofty goal, just one true thing. Example, I am patient when my kids are frantic, or I am someone who shows up even when I'm afraid. Keep it short and specific. Step two, offer one's self-forgiveness. Speak a brief sentence that acknowledges a mistake and releases it. It can be as simple as, I forgive myself for not being perfect today, or I am learning. I release harshness toward myself. Step three, perform one outward grateful gesture. Send a message, hand someone a note of thanks, hold the door with a clear, present smile, or verbally thank a coworker for something small. The goal is one small, genuine action that passes the relay on.
Here are quick examples for different seasons. If you're busy, the whole relay can take 2 minutes. Name one thing you did well today, say one forgiving line to yourself, and text a short thank you to someone. If you're anxious, keep your self-gratitude physically small. Name a strength you can feel in your body, inhale and say it. Exhale and offer forgiveness. If you're tech-distracted, Replace 5 minutes of scrolling with the Relay. Then send one offline gratitude, a sticky note on a coworker's mug, or a voice message to a friend. The practice is flexible. The point is smallness and repetition, not perfection.
Before we try it, a quick, gentle reminder. This Relay is not a cure-all. If you carry deep wounds or ongoing pain, consider this a supportive habit, one gentle tool among many. If healing needs professional care, reach out to a counselor or trusted helper. The Relay is a daily, low-pressure ritual that builds habits of warmth toward yourself and openness toward others, not a replacement for deeper help when it's needed.
Now let's practice together. Find a comfortable seat. Breathe in slowly and out. When you're ready, say aloud or silently, "One thing I appreciate about myself is..." Name that truth. Now offer one sentence of forgiveness to yourself. "I forgive myself for..." Speak it gently, without drama. Finally, think of one small outward grateful gesture you can do in the next hour. A text, a note, a smile. Picture doing it now. If you have a pen, jot down your answers. If not, hold them in your mind.
Take one more breath with me. Notice how your chest feels, your shoulders, the little steadiness that comes when you name truth and release judgment. These small acts do something quiet but real. They loosen tension, open awareness, and make space for connection. Over time, that space becomes habit. And habit becomes the foundation for kinder relationships, both with yourself and with others.
At the heart of the gratitude relay is a simple truth. Small, repeatable acts widen our capacity to love both self and neighbor. You don't need grand gestures.
You need steady, gentle practices that teach your heart how to receive and give grace. Try the relay for 3 days in a row, 2 minutes in the morning or 5 minutes at night, and notice what shifts. Maybe you feel lighter, or more patient, or better able to notice others without measuring your worth against them.
Thank you for sharing this time with me today on Why I Love. If this episode helped you, subscribe so you won't miss future practices and stories. Try the gratitude relay for 3 days and see what changes. Then, share this episode with someone who might need a gentle habit of love. Remember the signature line, love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's keep passing the relay together.